Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I am Elizabeth Benton. Oh, this could be a whole episode. Like, this could be a whole full-length episode. Maybe it will be someday. But for today, we're going to touch on it in a way that is just bite-sized that you can carry with you as you go through your meetings and your to-dos. I want you to think about what it looks like to replace fear with process. A lot of folks tell me that they have a fear of failure.
You know, I've tried this thing so many times before, and honestly, I think that fear of failure holds me back. I don't even try because I'm afraid of failing. What would it look like to replace fear with process? How you feel about what's going on with what you will do. Sometimes we perceive our emotions to be actual barriers, but they're not actual barriers. We just think that they are. There's really nothing in the way of us acting with that feeling. You can take action while being fearful or doubtful or anxious or anything. But I love this notion of replacing fear with process. Replace doubt with process. Replace uncertainty with process. The action steps. When I was writing Tools for the Trenches, which I wrote after the death of my daughter and really just needing to coach myself through moments that felt really unbearable, I would tell myself that the feeling could ride with me, but it couldn't drive. So that feeling, that fear can ride with you as you execute the process, but that fear doesn't get to drive. Your doubt can ride with you as you execute the process, but it doesn't get to drive. That uncertainty can ride with you as you execute the process, but that uncertainty doesn't get to drive. What would it look like for you to replace fear with process? Maybe you're building a business. I work with a lot of people who are just starting out with additional streams of income, and they have a lot of nervousness, a lot of that fear of uncertainty, fear of rejection, fear of failure, just fear of something new. Replace that fear with process. These are the three things I'm going to do every single day. These are the three steps that I'm going to take today. These are the two things that I'm going to do every day before noon. Whatever it is, replace fear, doubt, uncertainty with process. I know for me that what helps me execute these kinds of ideas is having a coach, because the ability to go to somebody and say, okay, I heard you say that, but here's the trouble I'm having implementing it, or here's what I don't understand, or what would that look like in this situation? That is a force multiplier. That is something that can take where you're at and move you to the next level faster than just about anything else. Having a coach that you can go to and say, I understand this, but I don't understand this, or I understand it intellectually, but what would it look like in practice? That is what I do with my clients every day inside the consistency course. That's why we have coaching as often as we do. So I'm going to link the consistency course in the description for this episode. If you are feeling like you need that level of support, I know I need that level of support in my life, and I know that the return on the investment of having a coach has been there for me every single time. Yes, you spend money, but what it gives back to you in progress, in skills, is so much greater than what you spend, right? It is a true investment, in that investments have a return, and ideally a return greater than the investment itself, which I feel very confident in with the consistency course. So I'm going to link that up in the show description for you to check it out. But whether you decide to do that or not, look for opportunities to put this into practice today. Replace fear with process, or doubt with process. Replace uncertainty with process, and get in the mode of executing and not letting how you feel about the process keep you from the actions of the process. We'll see you tomorrow.